Track 5.
Matura test. Poziom rozszerzony. Set 1. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Zadanie 4. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie zapowiedzi czterech filmów od 4.1 do 4.4. Na podstawie usłyszanych informacji przyporządkuj jedno zdanie od A do G do każdej zapowiedzi i wpisz odpowiednie litery do tabelki. Trzy zdania zostały podane dodatkowo i nie pasują do żadnej zapowiedzi. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
It's Friday today. High time to work out the fine details of the coming weekend. How about hitting the big screen? But beware of making serious mistakes. Here are four films that we would like to recommend. Well, in fact, mostly warn against.
Film 1.
Easily the most sparkling film of the week is Blood Diamond. Edward Zwick's movie is a competent action-adventure with a suddenly more mature Leonardo DiCaprio in the main role. Leo, who's received an Oscar nomination, perhaps for attempting a Southern African accent, which he mostly achieves, plays a guns and diamonds smuggler who starts out as a cynical racist but discovers his conscience in the end. The film features exciting chases and impressive set pieces, but there's a huge problem with its structure. There are few narrative surprises, and the main arc of the storyline is predictable from reel one. Our verdict? Some fun, lots of pretensions, and so go if you're a fan of DiCaprio.
Film 2.
The Fountain is a pompous, pseudo-intellectual, preposterously overambitious attempt by Darren Aronofsky to make a film about accepting death gracefully. Set partly in the present day, partly in the future, and partly in the 16th century, it combines modern romantic drama, visionary science fiction, and costume action adventure, with the leading man and woman appearing in all three stories with different hairstyles. The result is a morbid mess. The leading lady, who looks rather too gorgeous and unstressed for someone supposedly dying of brain cancer, has one whispered line that keeps cropping up. Finish it. Our verdict, you'll be nodding your head in agreement every time she says it.
Film 3.
Venus is a May-December romance between an elderly actor who has seen better decades, played by Peter O'Toole, and a thick, uneducated, unattractive woman, played by Jodie Whittaker, who keeps hitting him when he gets too frisky. There's something shameful and pathetic about this, despite the best efforts of the actors who try hard to find depth in Hanif Qureshi's screenplay. Qureshi seemed so obsessed with avoiding sentimentality that he fails to make us care. As for O'Toole, this is one of his lesser roles, more appropriate to television than to cinema. The narrative is far too unsurprising, mawkish and unconsciously sleazy to grip audiences. Our verdict? Skip it. But have mercy on O'Toole.
Film 4.
Worst film of the week? That would be Bobby, Emilio Estevez's tribute to Robert Kennedy. It's lousy in two ways. It's a long, shaky collection of soap opera clichés that wastes a starry cast on tenth-rate material. And it's pretentious chatter. Although the movie is intercut with documentary footage of Robert Kennedy himself, most of it has no relevance to him, except that the fictitious events take place on the day of his assassination at the hotel where he was shot. The melting pot of characters brought together in grief at the shooting is probably supposed to reflect the US as a whole, but it's hard to see why they should be seen as representative. Our verdict? Avoid like the plague.